Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School, and Emma is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the week of April 11th, 2020. My name is Emma, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Cold weather with lower than average temperatures continues to dominate the early part of the week. On Monday in Denfield, it snowed once again, but only a little bit. On Tuesday morning, the 14th, Kelton noticed there was only a little snow left in his yard. Later that day, it was hailing. Wednesday's cold was seen by the water in the ditches turning to ice. The kestrels returned to our area on Saturday the 11th. They are the smallest falcon and eat mice and grasshoppers. They were seen bobbing up and down on the power line on that windy day. The woodcock sky dance was beginning to be heard by several people on Saturday the 11th in a field. Go out on a mild night and listen. You will hear the paint call and a musical whistle as they fly up in the sky. And the corkscrew in a spiral down back to earth, only to begin the dance all over again. On Monday the 13th, Bailey and her mom and dad spotted one hawk and two bald eagles on the highway. One of Ruka's chickens was attacked by a hawk on Monday in the middle of her yard. Rest assured, the chicken is just fine. On Wednesday the 15th, Ruka and her family spotted three cardinals up in their maple tree. While driving on Thursday the 16th, Bailey and her mom spotted one hawk and two ravens. The rhubarb and daffodils have emerged in Miss TG's yard on the 11th, and her crocuses were in bloom. What is starting to pop up in your yard this week? Have the deer been showing up boldly to feed on the greening grass in your yard? This spring event is a welcome change from eating woody tree branches all winter if you are a deer. When Isaac took his dog out on the 13th, he saw three deer and four rabbits down by his creek. On Monday the 13th, Elliot saw three deer in the yard at the school. On the 15th, Josie saw a family of four deer in her front yard. They eventually walked toward the window. She was only about 2 feet away from them. You could tell the two smaller deer were born this year. Also, you could tell the biggest deer was smarter and more alert. Ruka's family made a mini picnic table for the squirrels to eat. They put food on it daily. On 22nd Street in Lakeside, Ellen saw a fox run into someone's backyard. On Monday the 13th, Bailey saw a butterfly fly past her window. This concludes the Phenology Report. Go outside and explore. Have a healthy week and be observant.
Thank you very much. That was a well done, Emma. Lots of interesting things there. Snow and hail seemed to dominate last week. And in fact, it seemed like sometimes we got snow and hail in the same storm. Kestrels and woodcocks, hawks and eagles, cardinals, butterflies, fox, crocuses in bloom, and rhubarb coming up. Lots of things happening in the Duluth area.